Tonight we will be discussing Amazon's Them. And for those of y'all who think that this is just past trauma, why look at the news, y'all. Look at the news. Because something like that just happened recently. I was just telling the ladies it was just an incident in a neighborhood, just like them recently. So come on in, y'all. We getting ready. We
In
getting
the room.
started. Grab you a drink, y'all. And let's get ready. We ready, y'all. So hello everyone. Good evening. I am Kay Bly of Horror and Hooch. We have a special guest with us tonight, you guys. Jay Ashley will be with us in the comment section. She is not gone, so check her out. She's going to be chatting right along with us. I have D-Ray with us. She will be here. And we have a special guest who will be co-hosting with us and giving her perspective of the show Them. This is Alana of Scream Queen Reviews, y'all. I said, let's
Hey.
get some more perspective so we can kind of get a good picture and a good breakdown of the show. Because we kind of want to see everything that's happening. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we kind of want to get a good view. So yeah, people are trickling in.
All right. Welcome,
Yeah,
welcome,
we're
everybody.
in there.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm excited to talk about it.
Yeah,
And we're glad to have you.
they're trickling in on Facebook. We see you guys on Facebook. We in there.
While y'all trickling on in the room, I'm gonna address the fact that K-Bly said you need a drink, and y'all know normally I mix a drink. It's a weeknight, and it's a serious matter. So tonight I'm recommending a drink because you need some strong. So y'all know every now and then I try something new that I ain't never had before, and this is a straight drink it type of night, and I have Screwball peanut butter whiskey, y'all. This is good. Now, if you don't like peanut butter, don't try it. That's gonna be
But
me. I'm sorry.
So I was skeptical, but I had a
I
friend
love
recommend it
it.
on Facebook, and it was so good. Is good. And then y'all know sometimes I drink stuff straight, sometimes I don't. So tonight I actually put a splash of this in my Dr. Pepper because I was thirsty, but I wanted something to drink. And it turned out all right, y'all. I don't know what you call that. Because don't nobody never mix something with Dr. Pepper, but that worked for me. Screwball, peanut butter. Can y'all see that? Try
Yes, that might be the combo there.
Well, y'all know I had to go to Old Faithful. This is my O'Reilly's.
I feel say I know that ain't a wine.
My O'Reilly's Irish cream wine. You already know. I said, I might need a pick me up for this subject matter since it's, subject that's gonna get you angry. I said I'm gonna need something that's gonna make me feel better about things afterwards. So I call this my old reliable.
I always drink the wine. Well, I
What you
guess
got over
I
there,
join
Alana?
in. So I went to Gatlinburg last weekend and went to the
Nice.
whiskey sampling and got some peach whiskey with sweet tea. So
That sounds
that's me
good.
all day right now. Yes.
Gatlinburg, okay. Peach whiskey. I need some of
Mm.
that.
I came back with enough of it.
That
Hold
sound
you
kinda
over for a little
good.
while.
Sound kinda good.
For this. Sound good.
Well, y'all, we're gonna get into it. I hope y'all are ready. If you have not seen the series, spoiler alert. I have to put that out there.
Yeah, don't watch
Spoil
this.
spoiler
Yeah.
alert.
It's not the
Them
time.
breakdown. If you haven't already seen the subject in the live chat box. We're talking about them tonight, you guys. So, spoiler alert. With that being said, let's get into it. So, Amazon dropped a horror show, Black horror show. Lena Waithe is one of the executive producers of the show. It's called Them. It dropped last week.
Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you know us, Black horror, we gonna be all over it.
Binged it all the way through.
Yep. But for a lot of people, they were triggered because not only was this Black horror, it had a lot of racial trauma in it, which unfortunately a lot of horror for Black people comes in the form of racial trauma. And unfortunately, we are still dealing with it. This is not a thing of the past. And this show takes place in the 50s. And it's about a family who are trying to escape racism of the South to move to what they think is a better neighborhood, to start fresh, and they just kind of get tormented all over again. And each family member kind of gets tormented individually by their own racial trauma and by their own trauma from things that are going on in their life. For example, and one that was real blatant and that we deal with today is like the Sambo character from The Dad. And that's very relevant today.
Very much.
Black people still deal with it. And I guess, and we kind of just put a new term to it and we call it code switching.
You done open up a whole can of worms. But that ain't even the same. I mean, I see where you aligning.
Some people call it, but see that, but I guess that's a whole, that's like a different form of it in a way. But go ahead, tell us your perspective of it. Cause I kind of see it as the dad was looking at it as him at being at work and feeling like he's tap dancing.
Oh yeah, he was definitely jicking and jiving at the JOB.
But tell us what you think.
Well, so I mentioned that this was actually my favorite character and people gasped at me. Oh my God, how? But every scene with the tap dance man was
I was for it.
And it was hilarious at the same time.
What you gonna do?
The way those people saw him when he started blending together. Okay.
Listen, so I think I immediately related it to, you know, that like you said, the dad's trauma. Every family member was dealing with their own trauma, but with the dad, he initially had that PTSD from being in the military. That was his first battle.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked like he came through that. And then we don't get to see him and his struggle to college and all of that. But you know that he went to college, got his degree, became an engineer. And so to speak, they was moving on up. They coming out to Cali for the Great Migration. And they, you know, moving to this fancy white neighborhood. Me personally, had I been the daddy and she told me about that clause about no Negro blood, I would have been like, I'm good. I was like, wife, hell no. But I also understood his mindset of, we deserve this. I work hard. Yeah. I'm doing what I'm doing. We deserve this.
Right. But, and what's going to be worse than what you went through already?
Right. And I think that's where he was at with that. They had that trauma in the South. But for me, that tap dance character was his inner struggle. He felt like, you know, I think I'm doing what's right for me, but at the same time, I'm sitting over here humbling myself to these white folks.
Mm-hmm.
And you thinking that that tap dance character is you. That's you perpetrating, so to speak, and living a lie and doing things to be accepted. And in the end, it turned out when you wiped that mask off, it was... I am gonna spoil it. It was, of course, the man. It was the man, you know, putting them thoughts in your head and picking at you and driving him crazy.
And exactly.
I saw a lot of controversy in one of my groups about the character because people was like, Black folks don't want to see this Black face. We don't want to see this. This is trauma. This is horrible. And I kind of
remember it's all trauma.
It's all trauma. And I kind of related it to Lovecraft. Y'all know we went all the way in on Lovecraft, and people had that same response with the pickaninnies. They didn't want to see jigging and dancing and jiving, but that's some of those things that we got to address, those terrors and those historical things that hurt us.
But because, see, that's the way that the white stereotypes see us. They see us as that Sambo jigaboo and that topsy and bopsy pickaninnies as like caricatures of ourselves. And so that's why when he wiped the face at the end, it's because it's like that is the way that they see us. And that's the way that they want us to be portrayed. Because in their eyes, that's what we look like. They want us to be tap dancing for us. And they want us to be, and you know how he was like spark pushing him to be more violent than he really was. Because in their minds, we that's are what violent. They
expect. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what they expect. It ain't nothing but embellished, overly dramatized caricatures of us at the end of the day. And that's what he was like battling with. That was the inner struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's exactly where I went with that. You hit that on the head for me.
See, I saw it, the kind of pieces of what you both are saying, but I also saw it as he was more so trying to pull it out of him. Yes. But I think he was coming from the place of what happened before they moved to Compton, when they were in North Carolina, and like, especially at the end, when he was saying those comments to him, like, you just wanted to go see the pictures with your daughters.
And oh yeah, you wasn't there. He was there.
Like urging him to like, take control of the situation. You couldn't do anything then, but you can do something now. Go ahead and get that gun. Go ahead and do those things.
Go ahead and do
say that stuff you want to do. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I felt like he was just pushing him to act on his guilt more so of what he was feeling from that. Yeah, it was a lot.
I was kind of upset when he fired the first shots though. When he hit that first bit of violence, I was like, no.
I know.
I wanted him to overcome it. I didn't want him to.
Yeah. Like, but I wasn't mad at him taking that man out to the street though. I wouldn't even mad. I wasn't mad, but when he lifted the gun at the wife though, and they started doing that whole thing with the baby, that's when I was like, okay, hold on, no. Okay, I don't want
you to. First of all, exactly. And when people was like, oh no, that's too far. First of all, a lot of y'all sat there and watched Game of Thrones through how many seasons after y'all watched The Red Wedding? So stop it.
Hey, man,
stop. Look, I started watching because of The Red Wedding.
Right. I was going to say The Red Wedding was the best show. Best episode. Okay.
But when Black people try to show you the trauma that we went through in real life, not a fantasy show. Oh, it's too. No, this was real life for us. But y'all watched. Yeah. But y'all was watching Game of Thrones with no problem. But soon as Black people try to show us,
we weren't on now. We went on the game.
Right.
We weren't mad about it. Do you, boo?
Okay.
Taking a sip on that one. Taking a sip on that one. Exactly. And y'all talking about, oh, this is, it's trauma porn. First of all, I don't even like that term because that's dismissive.
Where did that come from?
Girl,
to me, it's dismissive of the actual struggle and torment that our ancestors went through for us to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all,
they want to act like it's sensationalized, but it's not. It's not overdone. It's the truth. Like, you've watered it down to where you think it's overdone, but no, it's really just raw what happened. And y'all so used to the lies, y'all like, oh my god, this is too much.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
I want to say either it was today or yesterday, where there was in Columbia, South Carolina, a Black boy was assaulted in a neighborhood by a white guy. This was recent, and the the Black neighbors was protesting outside of his house because I don't know what went on with charges or his arrest, but he's at home, and the neighbors was like, come on outside and let's talk about what happened. They all out in the yard, like, come on, let's just
want to talk to you a little bit.
like what made you feel like it was okay for you to assault a boy who lives in this neighborhood? He in this neighborhood for you to assault a young man in his name. So y'all thinking that, oh, why do we have to, why are we talking about Black pain? This ain't no Black pain from the history and trauma. This just happened. This just happened.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's on the news right now.
Yeah. And out of everything that I heard them talking about with trauma porn and everything, I didn't even, until watching the show, because I pretty much had everything spoiled already from the comments and my groups and stuff. But no one even said anything about Mr. Jason Stackhouse stealing old girl and taking her anywhere. So y'all,
first of all, baby, that was my favorite but y'all don't want to say part of about the all this show, other regular stuff
that
the milkman,
all the time that y'all seeing now.
Okay. I said,
and her milk, daddy. And
milkman for the win.
Yes, and her daddy. That was okay. Uh-uh. So y'all never saw that trauma porn because y'all used to seeing it though, right?
And her husband.
Her husband was on the deal. Yes. I ain't feel bad for him.
Well, that's all.
What was stealing her money? Yeah, and think about it. Yeah, she was yes, a neighbor worried about the wrong thing. Y'all be in these neighborhoods worried about the wrong people.
Yeah. Oh, but what are you doing having drinks with the milkman every day anyway? You know, you worried about the wrong thing.
She worried
trying
about,
to have a milkman baby because she couldn't have one. Okay.
Worried right. about she worried yeah. about the Black people that
no, ain't, do stuff like that.
Worried about them that ain't bothering her when she should be worried mm-hmm. about her sexual predator dad, her down low husband stealing her money, and
okay.
Buffalo Bill, aka Jason Stackhouse, aka the milkman.
Buffalo Bill, the sniper.
Oh, and by the way, why she comparing Black people to mold, all that mold in her house when she pulled that wallpaper? Okay. What was See, that about, y'all?
Because she was just putting everything, she was projecting all that stuff out on them because of all that ugliness she had going on in her life and in her house and all of that, talking about this mold. Okay, girl.
But all that mold, probably mad just because her husband spent up all the money at the gay bar and she couldn't fix the mold in her house and had to put up wallpaper to hide it.
That's I don't it. Think she knew he was at the gay bar. I don't think that ever got back to
she
her.
She don't know anything no, about they that. Said well, that she ain't nothing
I heard
know
that
now.
She might have known all along because, okay, maybe that it might be dabbling to it, her inner psyche, but somebody said that she may have known when she married him that her dad, because her dad was so much of a sexual predator, that she married her husband because he was safe.
Okay.
Because she knew her husband would never,
that. You know,
that
I mean,
he
I
wouldn't
don't
touch her.
I don't care too much about her feelings, but I could see that.
You know, that
I was just going to say, I really didn't care about the, you know what, that irritated me.
Yeah,
that she knew he would never, that he wouldn't, that he wasn't interested enough in her to touch her, that he was just safe.
Yeah,
but then she act like she was mad about the fact that they didn't have no kids, but he got to touch her to have kids.
Yeah,
but she
maybe he just kept lying to her about having kids, or you know, that's that taboo thing of you never really want to go and see what's going on, so she thought okay. it would maybe medical or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Cause she sure was like, mad when old lady said she was pregnant and leaving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like her character was underdeveloped outside of her anger towards the Black people. Like, y'all gave me that tidbit about her daddy, but for what? Y'all made the milkman take her out, but for what? Like, I just,
yeah,
I would have.
I kind of didn't want it though. I kind of didn't want it. I think they did enough to show why she had that anger towards them, because it made us say. I mean, not in a pity way of it's not about them, mm-hmm. but it is about them because you just picked whatever you thought was the weakest point and you picked the wrong one because you got slapped.
She did. Lucky slapped her into
okay.
getting.
Was heard around the world.
Slapped her into getting taken hostage.
Oh, and she picked not, the right, of all the time nobody was outside. Yes, do it.
And not even taking hostage because you went and volunteered for that setup.
Okay. And asked for the worst to happen to that family. And that's what you get. The worst to happen to that family did happen from what happened because they thought that they took you.
He had the rope and she thought the milkman was gonna use the rope to go and lynch them, and he used the rope to tie her ass up.
But I want to watch.
Oh, watch your ass.
I would watch a side note. I would watch a spinoff of him because he had a whole underground bunker set. How many okay. other white people
he's been doing
he,
that?
He's been doing that.
Well, you
that.
Know that back in that time, they always had them underground bunkers though. back in that gap because of the war and all of that.
And tornadoes and all that stuff. Yeah.
Because, and see, and so he might not have thought nothing. I would watch a spinoff of his crazy ass and that how many lonely, desperate housewives that he done conned his way into.
Foolishness.
Right. And y'all ain't say nothing about it when y'all saw this on The Chi. Nobody said nothing about that.
Right.
See? So we used to a certain type of trauma, but not the real stuff that's coming out. Okay. Because we know this happened. Yeah, the horror and that part of the show didn't happen, but that part happened. Okay, that's why Compton is what it is now. So did we win? I don't know. I guess we'll talk about that down the line. But
so, and then you know what? I appreciate that too. I appreciate them going into the redlining movement that was occurring because redlining is real. They set that shit up like that. And even now, you got to have laws in place and banks got to have regulations and things to make sure folks ain't still doing it, even though I ain't so sure that's still working. But I appreciate them going into what that was and how it happened. Because they were setting folks up for the okie doke.
Yeah. I think it was good. I think that overall it was good. There were some parts, like I said, I just felt, okay, I didn't need to see all of this, but yeah.
Now tell me what you did need to see though.
I didn't, as far as the neighbors and all of that and their backstories and kind of how they were acting, well, mainly, what's her name? White girl we were just talking about. Her and all of that.
Betty.
Yeah. So between that, actually, it's not even what I didn't want to see. I wanted to see more. I wanted to see more of Gracie.
Definitely.
And what she was dealing with.
That,
didn't really get to see it until the end. And when she was in school before she had, you know, that issue with the pledge and seeing the man out the window, like she... That was the only bit that we got of her, honestly.
I really liked her story. Her that little girl,
Gracie was the OG.
If they don't nominate her for some awards, I'ma know something that we already don't know. But that little girl, that was some acting.
Yeah,
that was some hard acting for her to be in a drama series and in a horror series at her age. That was some acting.
Yeah,
Gracie was the OG.
She was very convincing, and she had to do some hard, especially, let me tell y'all, the little black girl in all of us, when that hot comb was sitting on the stove, if you didn't get anxiety when that was happening, listen.
And it's not even, I know I saw it coming and it was hurting my feelings.
Exactly. You knew it was coming. Like that little girl was acting, and then the scene where the police came in after the white people called the police on Lucky for chasing the little boy down the street, and they came in and they picked up the picture frame of the mom and the brother. She was like, "Put my little brother down." I'm like, "Oh, she was a little feisty something."
So between Gracie and all that, I just felt like they could have did more Gracie. I felt like with the neighbors, they could have gone more into the husband and his storyline with how he felt towards, you know, African Americans and that whole thing between them. And I wanted it to play out in a better way. I wanted him to have more of a significant role in, I guess,
everything.
What's going to happen after? Yeah, because it just, and also the show just kind of ended. And I wanted a little bit more just to show, because really my thought when it ended, I was like, okay, but what about the dead body in the basement?
Not only that, but before it ended, we addressed the fact that they thought the mama had some kind of powers. Oh boy, the spirit. Mm-hmm. He was like, what kind of black magic are you made of? And then she show up at the house.
Yes.
And set the front porch on flames before she walked in the door. So I'm like,
the same way when they were in when they did the episode on Hiram and how he got cursed and everything. The same way she set that whole town on fire.
Because the town was cursed and that black lady cursed their ass right on back.
And so I felt like y'all gave me black girl magic at the end, but I need more. What I needed to know where it came from.
Yeah. And the aunt. I wanted more of the aunt of Joy. I could not call her Joy.
Anika Noni Rose, her character.
I was surprised.
I was too. Yes. And that threw me for a loop because what really happened now?
Exactly. Yeah. I wanted more of her and that backstory with her children too.
And they were all in there when she went into the mental
That's what I'm saying. So
I'm just like, so how did they find out this really was true and she wasn't crazy? Because they got her in there for a reason.
Yeah, I was confused. It's some rewatching got to occur. It was so many aspects. I like it, but I do feel like it wasn't complete. Like you said, there's so many angles that they introduced and then kind of left me hanging.
Mm-hmm.
But the meat of it was excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. I got the point. We got the point.
What did y'all think about the parallels between them naming the oldest daughter Ruby and them thinking about naming her after like Ruby Bridges, about her being the
I thought that girl. Immediately when the,
I didn't when she until had to I go saw to school that. With the white folks.
Immediately that scene where the dad drops her off and see them like bullying her to walk into the building, I immediately thought Ruby Bridges.
It didn't hit me until like late. I don't know why it hit me late, and I was just like,
Ruby, she was a character.
It hit me that her friend wasn't real when the janitor opened the closet and she cussed him out and he didn't see anybody but her. Right. And I was like, she ain't real either. And that's when it hit me. I'm like, so all of them are haunted by something. The baby girl is haunted by by the teacher, by Miss Vera. The mom is being haunted by the man in the hat. Dad is being haunted by, you know, tap dance man, and even the daughter who they didn't even let the character she was haunted by didn't look creepy.
Yeah.
I kept waiting for something
to happen at the school psychosis. That was gonna like embarrass her or something, especially when the second she introduced herself in the principal's office, I thought stuff was going down, like, don't trust her.
I did too. And she was like, lipstick, and I was like, hell no, girl,
don't use her stuff. And then when they went down and caught the other students making out, I thought something bad. I thought she was going to take her down there and be a whole bunch of girls down there to jump her or something. I didn't know what was going to happen.
Now, see, I was worried about that scene. I was worried about that scene because that was the first episode, I think, that they put that disclaimer up there about child abuse and things of that nature. And so when I saw her go in that basement, I was like, oh, Lord, they're going to get the black girl.
I didn't even see that.
So that was where my mind went when she went down in that basement. I was like, this is a setup. Yeah. Somebody gonna hurt the black girl. But then her being in that basement with them cheerleaders and them bodies contortioning and cracking and popping, I was like, oh, hell no.
Yes. That part creeped me out.
And she was in there. And it was like, how far in her psychosis was she when you saw she was like, she was dancing by herself, pretty much. When she was like just cheering away. Mm-hmm. How long was she?
I was waiting on somebody to go down there and be like, girl, get out of here or something.
I want to know why ain't nobody paid attention to the fact she wasn't at home. She didn't come home till it was dark.
Because the daddy.
And did she say anything about cheerleading practice? Did she tell anybody she joined the team?
Okay. The daddy was just as out because that's when the daddy was cycling with tap dance man. He was going through his own thing.
Oh yeah, he was at the boss house.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah. That's right.
She was dealing with a lot because you would even see that. I didn't realize that it would go into her wanting to be white. Because at first I thought her fight within herself was just not trying to be like her mom.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was going so far that she didn't even want to be black anymore because of these issues that she faced and what her mom had went through. And then now you're being led to believe that your mom actually did something to your little brother. So I thought it was going to be more kind of stay in those lines. I was not expecting for her to do what she did and go out there, you know, with this white paint that just happened to be there.
And that's when she finally, like, it took her to actually step out in front of all of them people, in front of the camera, with the paint on, for them to laugh.
And that's she started cheering.
Yep. And then she finally, like, snapped out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It really took all of that for her to, like, really snap out of what she was going through.
Yeah. She was dealing with a lot. Regular teen stuff. Because even with her sexuality and all of that, and then now you're thinking, because of your want to be white, that, okay, if I kiss this girl, I'm going to be white. So you're, like, also, she's just dealing with all of that, not knowing where her life is going to go. But now you're not just fighting with those things normal teens are probably fighting with, your own color of your skin, your melanin.
Right.
Yeah.
And our parents didn't even notice because they fight in their own battles.
Okay. But they also, and that's the thing, I will say that a lot of, it's one of them generational curses that when mm-hmm. women, black women get a certain age, you think, oh, they straight. They got it. You know, they were more worried about Gracie than they were worried about Ruby. And they put Ruby in charge of Gracie so often during the show while they were dealing with their stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's true. This is true. I did see a little bit of old school Us character come out of her at the end, though, because she was like, Gracie, sit still. Stay right here. I'm going to go handle this. And she picked up that X, and I was like,
don't do flips.
Uh-oh. This looked like Us for a minute.
I know. I will say, I'm excited to see this new, like, I've never really grown up seen, even, like, no matter what race, but, like, horror actors. And so to, like, see this, it's not just someone who's known for doing something else, but they just do a horror movie. Like, these are people who do horror. So it was nice to see her again in this, too. And I hope to see y'all. Like, even Henry, he was in Black Mirror, episode 2, the one where they had to get in front. He was the judge that was, like, the one who signs them on to, like, do porn or whatever.
You picked that up. And I didn't. And I kept looking at him like, where I know him from?
Where did I see him from? I was like, that's him. That was years ago, because that was that first season of Black Mirror. But yeah, you doing know, horror.
My favorite scene in them was when he was on the roof and they came at him like they was finna triple team him.
Okay.
He said, ask me to come down here.
Exactly.
So I can give you what you want.
He said, and I want you to ask me. He said, no, you going to ask me first, and then you, and then you. And they looked at each other. They was like, it's 3-1. And they was like, nah, but he's strong, though. They were just like,
like King Kong. What did he say? King Kong.
They was like,
look,
but just keep her over there at your house. I bet you ain't go up there, though.
Right. I was waiting on somebody to be petty and kick the ladder down.
I don't think
that's all you're going to do.
Was just like, he wasn't playing with them today.
Right.
Oh, why was his boss, y'all remember him from the game?
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
And why he act the same way when he was Tasha Matboss on the game?
Yes.
I was like, Irv, why you still got to?
Not Irv, why you still acting up?
He still got the same microaggression that he had then.
Okay.
But he killed me. He killed me when he had to pick his face up at that party because buddy said, hold on. Wait right here. I'll be back.
And had to get him back some way. See? That's petty.
I'm excited for this anthology though to play out because I feel like a lot of people were saying, oh, it's just like a bootleg Us and we done seen this already and they trying to be Lovecraft.
And it was nothing like it.
No.
It was nothing like
it. I think they'll prove their point when the second season comes out and they see that it's going to be a different story.
Right. So and that's what I'm excited for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited because I love American Horror Story.
Oh, me too. They need to stop teasing me with this bull and come on with it.
Okay.
Oh, so them is going to be an anthology?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where you
I don't know if they're using the same actors like how American Horror Story does, but it is going to be like a different line, a story line
every season. Yep.
Oh, I did not. Mm-hmm. I didn't. Yeah. I don't know how I missed that.
I'm ready. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm excited. This is a new type of TV that we've been waiting for.
Right. And shout out Amazon. Get it right, D.
Okay. All right. I ain't mad at Lena for this. I'm not mad because I getting mad at Shy, so she could do this.
I'm going to watch this last season of the Shy, though.
Me too. I feel like it's the same thing like Walking Dead. I'm just going to push through.
I ain't pushed through Walking Dead.
I'm pushing, girl.
It's I'm invested. You know, when you get invested in stuff, it's like you got to see it all the way through.
Yeah, I'm just here for Negan at this point, you know?
See, that's going to be a whole nother discussion because I'm team Maggie on this one. I'm not fooling with him.
So, Kay, please. K-Blow, what we got going on in the comments? I know we got some viewers. What kind of views we got going on in the comments? I can't.
Yeah. Oh, we ain't even hit everything yet. Cat in the bag.
But listen,
the mustard gas. By the way, if you guys are in the comment section, Jay Astro posted a link about the soldiers, some history about the soldiers and the mustard gas. I took a look at it earlier today. Talking about how the military did experiments with the soldiers of color, not just the Black soldiers, but the Asians and the Puerto Ricans, to test how the mustard gas would affect them. Yes, and that was a real experiment. And it affects your DNA, by the way.
Mm, and quickly. I didn't know that.
Yes.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she posted a link for that. So I would, yes. And that it was so top secret that they didn't get proper medical treatment after they underwent these experiments, because then it would be exposed that they were doing the experiments.
Yeah.
So they had to undergo these medical experiments without proper treatment.
Care.
Without proper care. Because then there was threat. Yeah.
We always in science experiment, science supply.
Okay.
I would definitely invite you to read that.
On the show itself, I was just waiting to see what exactly she was doing keeping them there. I wish I got to see that before she bust her head wide open.
And we actually, and speaking of, and we had a conversation with Jade that I want to bring up a point that she was going to talk about tonight within the household of the Black family that that we didn't talk about was the incident with the pie. A lot of people wanted to see like, what was the significance. Yes, that was a very petty move. The wife got upset because the dad, when the police came, she felt like he was what? Tap dancing for the police.
Uh-huh.
They came and was trying to make her feel like she was crazy because she was because he felt like she should have gotten over what happened at home, back home in North Carolina, quicker with the son. Mm-hmm. Because what happened, he was not there.
He turned that thing right around on her.
He thought she should be over it, because later on, you know, he addressed it with Ruby, and he was like, we gotta get your mama through this, we gotta help her. I think that she misinterpreted him talking to the police. He was trying to survive, and she got mad.
And she, or the words that he used, I don't know, maybe she felt like he wasn't compassionate enough about her mental health in that state.
Yeah.
But I guess she's just like, he calling me crazy, and I'm not crazy. Like, right. Like, don't be calling me crazy. You don't want that's crazy.
So we gonna
see who crazy in this house.
Right.
And so she knew he had PTSD.
She knew that probably like, gonna set him off.
And she gave and we was yep, like, and so when we he go, ate that whole pie, she was just like, okay, we can't do this no more.
But while we all sitting at the table crying.
Exactly.
Because you knew what you did to him.
Exactly. She knew that was going to trigger him.
But he was honest about it, because he was even telling her, like, we can't lose you. Your kids need you, like all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So he was clear, and I just felt like she shouldn't have gone that route, because he was very clear with why he was acting the way he was acting for the sake of the whole. and right. not for right now. And he just felt like she should have tried to hold it better in front of me, white folk, a little bit longer, where she could break down on her own. And we'll talk about it amongst ourselves.
And watching the, even though that the episode, the Cat in the Bag episode was, it was a hard watch. Because I personally feel like, what you doing in the middle of the damn country without a shotgun? I mean, she should have been right at the door. They shouldn't have made it through the front porch. But by the end of the episode, I see why he did what he did, because he felt like the only thing that he could do was to get his family out of there. Because she was losing her mind for a while.
Yeah.
She was walking around. Just walking around the yard, like she was talking to herself, and he's like, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
And so as soon as that call came, and he's like, yes, please, because he felt like, I have to protect my wife. This is my ticket out. I have to get control of this family. I have to save her, and I gotta save the other two.
Yeah,
and that's like, maybe I didn't protect her then. This is my only way to protect them now. And I felt like that he might have felt helpless, and that was the only thing he could do to pick them back up. And that he was trying to do that, the right thing in moving them there. But then that posed another question. And shout out to Better Is Possible podcast, because I actually was commenting under they had a podcast yesterday and was talking about them actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I posed the question that I seen in another group, and they asked, I'm trying to phrase it, is it worth exposing your family to more mental and psychological trauma to get a piece of white privilege?
I mean, but is it a piece of white privilege, or is it just your personal rights?
And that's the conclusion. Is it white privilege, or is it what we're owed?
Yeah.
And then the point is you're entitled to
live where you want to work where you want to do what you want to do. And if I want to afford these better things to my family, then it's just a different set of problems. More money, more problems, scenarios.
But it sucks that we do have to go through that trauma, because we have to work two times harder for somebody that just walks right into the glory.
Okay, 10 times.
And that it is mental strain on us just to like finally walk through the finish line, and we're like, oh my God, we're exhausted and trembling by the time we make it there. It's just like, oh my God, we feel like we made it. And then we still struggling while when we get there and to deal with some bullshit, and then they still looking at us like, why are you here, when they didn't even have to struggle to get there.
Mm-hmm.
right
like what's the name, Betty was bragging about, well, my father did this and my father did
and
that.
what else did he do
and that was the tea.
Okay, we don't have time.
Listen, and I was with Betty Mama said, what you come back here for?
Okay. Stay away.
Exactly. Because she knew what the deal was.
But I couldn't decipher if Betty Mama was jealous or mad, like, yo, dumbass came back and you know what's going down. Like, I couldn't.
She might have been slightly jealous. Because even if you see when she was taking that cheap shot at her, she was just like, ooh, what age does to your skin, or something she was saying to her.
Yeah, like, that's why I was like, is she jealous?
Either way, she knew what was going on, so mama ain't right at all.
And brought her the damn towels.
Okay.
I'm talking about, so you gonna take a shower.
Like, what?
What? My daddy, let me think about it. Hold on. Now, if I wasn't too young to give my own self a bath, my daddy wasn't in no bathroom running in no bath.
Okay.
Exactly.
Is that how bad she wanted the money or whatever? Is that how bad she just knew that when she went back, that's what she's going to have to do for it?
I think she was hoping that it wasn't going to come to that.
And it's the
And he went straight there.
It did. When he sat there, when he got that book out, he was just like, yeah, girl, I'll write it for you.
After.
Well, you know it can wait till morning.
Uh-huh.
And she was just like, here we go.
Mm-mm.
And then went back and took the anger off on the black people.
But he been sleazy. He was in Orange and the New Black being sleazy. He used to be wrong.
We talking about different characters. Wait a minute.
I know. I'm sorry.
So, I like, and you know what? But you know what? I'm not gonna just settle on the horror of the reality in this series, because in our actuality, the supernatural part of this series was excellent as well.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, I was like, how is this gonna tie together? What the hell is happening? But they pulled that thing full circle. They gave you the backstory.
That's true.
I appreciated that. And so, like I said, yeah, I'm excited to see what's next.
Yeah. And you know what? That first scene where the horror started, well, the first scene that was horror was that girl, that lady singing that dang old song outside her house. But
that old black
Gracie, yeah. But Gracie, that scene where she was up at night and the lady, that part scared me. I said, oh, this is what we watching. This the
That's
show.
When I set up like, uh-oh, hold on.
Okay, horror.
I see where we going.
All right.
Oh, that's when they said, we ain't playing with y'all.
Today. Right. We about to give y'all all parts of this. You about to be scared on any spectrum.
When Miss Vera choked the shit out of her. Mm-hmm. And we were just like, oh, we attacking children, so y'all not playing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what got me. It had me thinking that it was Lucky for a second. Like, for a good maybe two episodes or so, it had me thinking that it was her, and even though she didn't think it was. Like, it was them inhabiting her or... And that's what was making me think about
The Shining for a while, mm-hmm. because how the dad at the Overlook, the spirits kept getting to him to the point where he was starting to do crazy stuff. And think about the axe, you know, and how bought the axe, you know.
I think they did that on purpose.
The symbolism there, mm-hmm. and how
I didn't think about the axe.
When she went down to the basement. And the man in the hat was there, and she took a swing at the axe at the little girl. And the little girl was like, what are you doing? And she was just like, I didn't.
Listen, you know? Gracie was fly at the mouth, baby. Gracie said, if they had had that little girl cuss, her would have fell out, because she definitely was looking at her mama like, bitch.
Look, and when she said Miss Vera was right there and I wanted to cut her neck off, I was like, oh, okay, she just straight lied to her daughter, because she knows.
Exactly.
Clean it up.
Girl, you're pointing at your child. And that's why I was just like, ooh, y'all giving me shining vibes here. Because it's like that. And think about it. At the end of the day, it was kind of because the town was cursed, just like the hotel was cursed. They were never meant to make it out of there alive.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
They were all going crazy slowly. Each one of them.
Some quicker than others.
Exactly. They were all, and the only one that was really... more conscious about what was going on was the baby girl, because she knew
Miss Vera ain't Vera. Shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She knew Miss Vera was out to get her.
And the dog, Sarge, was trying to tell
her. Oh, poor Sarge.
But the dog's always trying to tell y'all. What I told
once
you,
they killed the dog, I know what's going down here.
I believe dogs. Look, I'm going to go where you're going.
Mm-hmm. I said, this is going down. Mm-hmm. Then I took out Sarge in the beginning already. How y'all get to the dog already? That's evil.
Cause that's what the white folks was like, we gonna get the dog.
Y'all took the alarm
system. Spirit
was
like, yeah, let's get the dog. And you know what? When they buried the dog, was that oil that came out the ground? Because later on they addressed that they were striking oil out there. And I don't know if nobody else picked that up, where the oil was oozing out from the grave.
Mm-mm, I saw that. I was trying to figure out what that was too.
That's the most stuff that I said was not like connected. I need all the details.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we gonna see. I mean, it was good. Like I said, overall, my review, I enjoyed it.
I did. I did. It actually made you look at that, and the way that they described how the white people were setting them up for failure in these neighborhoods. In hopes that, you know, if they survived the torment, that the white people would move out, and so that they could upcharge black people to move in,
and then they weren't gonna be able to pay that, and they was gonna get gone anyway.
And if they did, they still get money.
Exactly
either way,
but they didn't take a bet on Black people actually surviving the torment of their, it's just like, oh, well, hopefully they'll survive the torment of their neighbors or the white people will move out. They're like, either way, we're going to win. Mm-hmm. But taking you behind the scenes of how the real estate in those neighborhoods worked behind the scene and what the realtor was going through, like even she was being threatened
she
by
did
her just being a woman.
Yeah.
Sitting mm-hmm. in a room amongst men that she didn't even have total control over what was going through because they had her in a bind. And it's like, if you don't do XYZ, then it's your ass too.
Mm-hmm.
And how that worked behind the scenes. Like it, you know, it was a lot to learn for people who really didn't know what was going on and the fact that foolishness like that, it's still happening today. So thank you guys for joining us with our discussion with them. I hope everybody got a chance to check it out. If not, we kind of spoiled it a lot, but
I told you not to watch it.
Okay.
Yes, thank you guys for joining us. Alana, thank you for joining us
yes,
tonight.
Thank you
and
for
coming in and
me.
Watching us. Thank you
Super
guys. Thank you everybody for in the comments, Jade, for sharing that information and those links in the comments with us. And for joining us, she really held it down in the comment section. Thank you guys for joining us in there and for hanging out with us for this live. And we have a special treat for you guys next month. We have an interview to share with you guys next month. And again, you guys follow Alana, post the link to your YouTube channel and your Facebook page in the comment section.
I definitely will. Yes.
So that people can find you. You guys follow her on her Facebook page, Screen Queen Reviews.
Yes, on Instagram as well.
On Instagram as well. Facebook, Instagram, The Fifth Column, Fifth Wall, and Temper Drinks, you guys. And Horror Hooch Facebook group. Y'all know how it is with us. It's Halloween every day. Popping.
Okay.
Y'all know how we do.
Yes.
Hold up.
And go get you a strong drink.
Exactly, after watching this.
Yes.
And thank you guys for joining us on this latest episode of Horror and Hooch. And see you guys next month.
All right, guys.